When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. It is a Victory Monday presented by Chinika Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Let's talk to our good friend John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. I believe he's at the airport in New Orleans, getting ready to hop on a plane. JK, what's up?
What up, guys? How are you?
Doing great.
How busy is the airport right now down there in NOLA?
Busier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I was kind of warned. It's not bad, but it is pretty busy. I got here at like 4:30 their time.
Oh, geez. So, what time did you get up? Yeah. 3?
3:30.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Because you have to beat the alarm to wake when you wake up, right?
Right.
The alarm was set for 4, but you get paranoid when you're in a hotel.
Oh, you get anxious.
You don't want to miss the flight.
Yeah. That's me every single night, JK. All right, so just kind of give us your takeaway. 20-19 win. It got very dicey. We'll talk about the controversy there at the end, but 20-19 win on the road. Even though it's a bad team and you're facing backup quarterbacks, it's not easy to win. You know, it's not easy to win on the road.
We had the ball for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Couldn't put them away there in the second half, outscored 19-6.
Yeah, and I guess, so there's a couple ways. First of all, you got to finish better. And if you want to do something, you have to finish better. That said, they're 9-5. They beat a team they should beat, and they're in good position for the playoffs. And, you know, it's funny because I know, obviously, it wasn't pretty at the end. And there were a couple misconnections between Jaden and Terry McLaurin that could have made the game different. Play that they often hit, and it would have looked a lot different, right? And then you hold them at the end. But again, 9-5, and I think I don't blame people if they think like that was just an ugly win, that wasn't great, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
They won 4 games last year. They haven't won 9 games since 2016. So I think it's good for people to feel disappointed, or not even disappointed, but a little like, after a win, because it's certainly better than feeling like that after a loss.
No, for sure. And there was a lot. I mean, I still think there was a lot of good. I mean, I thought Jaden was very solid. Too many sacks. I don't know what was going on there. But I think not having Biotis probably contributed a little bit.
A little bit.
They brought some pressures that, you know, I give them credit. I mean, we were kind of like on our heels a lot. Jaden trying to find a little room to maneuver. But some hell of a plays he made, especially obviously the run on 3rd and 14. That was massive.
Yeah.
The throws to McLaurin in the end zone, those were great. You know, as a fan, a little disappointed the way it ended, but just thrilled at the end of the day that they pull it out. Because you know what? It has to be reminded that it is a week-to-week league, and oftentimes these performances, they don't really carry over. Like, it's a whole new day next week.
It's very much, and you know, it's funny because if you watch college football on Saturday and then you watch this on Sunday, the mentalities have to be different. Like, as an Ohio State fan, I measure every game by, is that good enough to win a national championship, right? Mm-hmm. So every game you watch, and so like there are a lot of times they might win by 3 touchdowns. You're like, that was not good enough. Mm-hmm. But in the NFL, it's like the goal is get that W, go on, because you don't know. And like every week you see games where it's like, wait a minute, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And how did that team win? It's kind of like the NBA. Like you can have a bunch of guys out and you still have NBA guys coming in who can get hot and beat you. So, like, you do have – it is difficult. And that's not to make – like, listen, again, they need to close out better, and they know that. And the defense needed to play better at the end there, right? But, yes, it's very – it is hard to win. And I think if you're a Washington fan, you more than anybody should know how hard it is to win in this league.
Yeah.
Because these are the games they've lost for years, right? Mm-hmm. And – you know, so I think, yeah, I just 9-5, 7th spot in the playoffs.
Great spot
and
to be in.
And whether or not, like, you know, and I know some people are like, well, they, you know, they're not going to, you hear from people like, they're not going to do anything in playoffs. Well, maybe not, but, like, did you think they were going to make it?
Right.
I mean, and I think the other thing, like, they're outside of the Dallas game, they're really beating the teams they should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, to me, a first step in all of this, right? Beat the teams you should, and then, you know, build your roster to beat those other teams.
Yeah, I was, frankly, because I've been so used to it, I was just kind of assuming they would convert the two-pointer and have to explain this one away for a week. But they, you know, they didn't. They held out. And part of that, I think, and it's hard to understand the impact when they don't even challenge Marshawn, but to not even go way, that's pretty darn impressive, and that could be pretty helpful down the stretch, I would think.
Well, for sure, and I think, what I'm curious to see is, like, even this week, matching up against an A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. you know, guys like, you know, you have Drake London in 2 weeks, you have CeeDee Lamb in a few weeks, so, like, seeing him match up against guys like that, yes, is going to be crucial. Then you have, like, if you're in man, you have Quan Martin who can cheat to the other side, et cetera. So I think you're right. Like, you almost forgot that he was there sometimes because, like, oh, yeah, this is Marshawn's debut mm-hmm. because he didn't have to do anything.
Right.
And that's a credit to him. And, you know, but I think the disappointing part is that they still were giving up these big plays and, for a variety of reasons, wasn't just always on the corners. But yes, I mean, that's what they had hoped to get from him. I mean, he's a really good corner.
I think, you know, whether or not it's a reaction to sort of the kind of the uproar from all the stats nerds or whatever, but they are moving Terry around a little bit more. They are giving it, getting him involved a little earlier, which is fantastic. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a response or they're just their own self-evaluation. We got to get this guy the ball because they clearly feed off his energy. And then also, I just want to say that beyond, like, Jaden's obvious, like, scrambling ability and some of those great plays to Terry, I thought he made some really good tight window throws.
Yeah, he did.
Yesterday,
he did.
Too, for those critics that say, you know, anybody can make those throws.
Well, if they could, then why aren't they making them? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're seeing other quarterbacks do this every week, especially when you're a rookie. So no, I mean the touchdown to Terry was an incredible. Like according to Next Gen Stats, he had a separation of 0.7 yards.
Is that the one where he was near B-Rob?
That was a touchdown where he scrambles for he extends for 8 seconds, and then he had a couple of throws that were just bullets. I think I will say like. I think Jaden is smart with the ball. And there's sometimes, even on those sacks, where I look at it and say, okay, is he – like there was one where I looked at it and was like, could he have thrown here, or is he just being cautious on a first and 10 where he had a bootleg or a play-action boot to the right, kind of has McLaurin open, but is he really open and you're throwing back a little bit across your body? Is that a smart play? It's first and 10, run out of bounds, no yards, it's considered a sack. But you live to, you know, second 10 is better than, you know, a possible pick, right?
So, like, well, remember I think what Haener did, right? When Haener's scrambling around and just chucking it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to a guy who was covered.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of like,
it was like comical.
So I think, Yeah, and you know, but yes, he will make those throws, and he can make those throws. I just think he's smart with the ball. Like, sometimes that's going to mean you might look at a play and say, could you have done this? Yeah, but, you know, he's got, what, 19 touchdowns and only six picks. So,
the other thing, John, that I love about him is I really just love the way he has, like, a joy playing. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like you just see him out there.
He's
and
always talking
make a
to
big
guys.
Hit on him, and yeah. he'll just pat him yeah. on the butt and start talking trash yeah. or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this guy just has a joy for the game.
He's enjoying life.
And it's like he's relaxed, yeah. you know?
Oh, he's always like that. And I would yeah. say this, like, that's how he is all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're around him in the locker room, it's constant with other guys. You know, I think I've talked about this before, but Charlie Mueller, one of the PR guys, he's a Mets fan. He rags on him all the time. Mm. You know, he and Bobby Wagner go back and forth all the time about various things, the NBA stuff, et cetera. But it's always, but that's just who he is. And you see that in practice. Like, they're throwing into the net in practice. And, like, he and Sam Hartman, constant competition, but a joy with it. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, he celebrates if he beats him in a competition throwing into the net. But, like, mm-hmm. that's who he is. And so, yes, and it's when I remember talking to Herm Edwards for my podcast before the draft.
Yeah.
And asking about it, you know, about him. And, like, that was one of the things he talked about. He's like, hey, this is how, you know, he'll come off the field after throwing interception, and he'll have kind of a smile on his face. And it's not because he's happy he threw a pick, but it's because he's like, I'm going to get him back.
Yeah.
You know, it's that competition aspect. Okay, you did this to me. Look what I'm going to do to you. Mm-hmm. And this is how I'm going to respond. So, like, yeah, I think that's just – it's who he is, and it's why – but the other thing, I think, when you're like that, you embrace the process of it all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best thing about him, is that he embraces that. So that's the film study. That's the, you know, getting there early and putting your work in, first in, last out kind of situation. And I think that's, again, you embrace it all, and he does.
Hey, how did you feel about, you know, it's 20-13, and Washington's trying to drain the clock a little bit. They get down to the 36. I guess it's a no-brainer in the NFL to you know, trek your kicker out there and try and kick a 54-yarder.
When it's indoors, yeah. like that.
Especially indoors, I get it. I just didn't feel good. My gut told me he was going to miss it, and I guess that's easy to say after he did miss it. But I thought, you know what, just punt, short punt, get it. Maybe Tressway can pin it down inside the 10 possibly and make Rattler go to the length of the field.
Yeah.
But they gave the ball to him right there at the 40.
I kind of felt the same way that, you know, but again, like, it is indoors. If you – we see a lot of kickers make those. We don't haven't seen Greg Joseph too much. I mean, he's an experienced NFL kicker, right? You're
sure.
kicking indoors. It was also a low snap again, too.
Right,
so,
right.
like, that's happened on a couple.
Is
of those
that an
kicks.
Issue now that we got to worry about?
Well, I don't know how much it would have messed it up, because Tressway is so good at getting the ball down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it messed up the operation. I just know that it was another low snap. And it hasn't been an issue except for a couple times, and you're only going to see it when it does get like that, because, you know, one thing Tress talked about early, I remember talking to him earlier this year about having all these kickers and adjusting to that. He goes, listen, the thing that makes it really easy is how consistent Tyler Ott is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, is that a consistent thing? No. We saw that with Cam Cheeseman. We know what a consistent issue looks like, you know, when it happens like that. I don't think it's that. It's
mm-hmm.
just, you know, but I'm with you. Like, I had the same feeling, like, you know, I would have punted.
Yeah.
But again, I get, like, it's 54 yards, it's indoors, it's prime kicking conditions, and you put the game away if you make it.
Right.
And they, you know, so I think that, like, I understand it, but I probably would have gone
yeah,
another
way.
Yeah,
didn't feel great about it. I'm sure every coach would have done that, too.
I think you mentioned that the guys knew that this crew – I listened to your pod when I was driving in this morning, John. And that the guys knew that this crew is a little flag happy. I got to tell you, I didn't understand the Fowler call.
Oh, that was terrible.
I just don't understand it. I'm still sitting here.
That was the worst call of the year.
Like, what was that?
I don't have a good explanation for it, and I won't even try, because every time I see those penalties, I'm like, I don't understand these calls. Like, I don't understand. You know, I know there's, by the letter of the law, there's certain things. I don't even know with that one, but yeah, I had, that was my first thought. As I saw it, I was like, I don't understand these calls.
What about the one on Terry where he bobbles it? Not the one where he bobbles it by himself, but like the guy was like draped all over his arms before. Yeah, like I know you can do it after you touch, you know, after there's some contact or whatever. But but I didn't. I thought that was a PI.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look closer at that one because I only saw
it. You know,
I watched that this morning. But yeah, that I mean. I mean, sometimes they get away with hand fighting, I guess. But yeah, I don't have a good. But with the roughing ones though, like I didn't, you know, I don't get those. And again, you're right. Like Sam Cosmi was saying, they knew they were flag happy, and they were. Yeah. But I will say, like that's three games in a row now where they had 10, 9, and 9 penalties. Like that, that would be they're flag happy or not. They hurt them.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one I want to go back and see Allegretti's holding on the one to De'Ami Brown because that play puts the game away.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
I think when I saw the replay, it looked like he was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. But it's like that. But you, regardless if it was iffy, ticky tacky or not, you can't have those. And they had too many of those penalties. And like, shoot, even before the Jaden touchdown to McLaurin. Like there was a penalty that pushed him back there too. Like there were just too many of them. And again, if it was one game, but this is three games in a row now. And I just, as you get down the stretch, I think you need to clean that up a little bit more.
So before we let you go and hop on the plane, wherever you were, I assume you were in the press box when you were watching that at the very end, when the clock did stop, were you guys all aware of that?
So I was sitting next to David Aldridge, and he immediately said, they stopped the clock.
Yeah.
And so I did not see it in real time because you're writing stuff down.
Yeah.
And but he saw it, and then what I did see is immediately looked up, and, like, I see Cliff Kingsbury up pointing up at the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could clearly tell that the sidelines knew that it had stopped, you know, especially the coaches, right? So and then after the game, God, Dave and I, like, he's sitting there, we're timing the how long it was stopped, and, you know, depending on how quick your thumb is or how slow your thumb is, it was, I would say, you know, I think I put my story at least 4, I think it was at least 5, and possibly a little bit, you know, maybe even 5.5 seconds, like, that was absurd. And I don't know, like, and there was a pool report, and Sean Hockley, the referee, said that the side judge, Jim Quirk, was like, yeah, you stopped it. It shouldn't have happened. Well, no, duh. I mean,
yeah.
But why is he calling for it to be stopped anyway? Like, I don't. There was no reason for that. Like, they didn't have any timeouts. You should know that nobody was calling a timeout, and so I don't understand why it was that even happened. You know, like, and what?
How long has Jim Quirk been in the NFL?
I don't know, but
actually,
you know,
it's been a long time.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. So, but it was quite amazing because when he caught the ball and gets tackled, my first thought was, oh, the game's over. They don't have time out there. It's done.
Yeah.
They can't. They're not going to be able to get up there. And when you time it out again, like he would at best, he would have been getting under center with 1 second left.
Yeah,
and then it's like you can't spike it because the game's over, and then you know. But I don't even think they get it off because again, he was just getting under center. He would have been getting under center at best at 1 second. So, yeah, that was brutal. And if they had, I mean, that's the thing. Like it's, and maybe that's like the football gods helping him out there at the end. You know, with the 2-point conversion, because if you lose that way and you miss a playoff spot that way,
that
would be hard to take for any team.
Yeah, and then they can't review it, so it's not like they
can't review. Yeah,
take the touchdown away. Yeah, that would have been bad.
All right. And it can't just be oops, our bad. I mean, but I don't know what else you can do in that situation. But that was absurd.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Have a safe flight. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
JK. That's John Keim. Getting ready to hop on a plane. Yeah, that would have been. I mean, like Valdez said, maybe, you know, he's a former college ref. I assume he probably was.
Maybe he still does college games. Who knows?
And he just botched it. It was just a brain fart. But that should never happen.
That was bizarre.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, so let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the Altcast, our first ever Altcast that we did on Monumental on Saturday night for the Cap Sabres game. It was very interesting, but we'll get your thoughts on that. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.